Secretary, can you call the roll? Janet?
Yes, this is the roll call for the April 7th regular open PMB meeting. Aaron, KPFK. Aaron?
Yes, I'm here.
Present. Thank you. Alexander, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Casnave, KPFT.
Not here yet. I'm dealing with that.
Right. Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Edwards Tickert, KPFA. Edwards Tickert. Fuentes, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Gammon, her radio affiliate. Gammon. Goodman, KPFK. Goodman. Coburn, KPFA, present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Rwangaza, WMXP affiliate. Rwangaza. Patel Adams, KPFT. Pinchback, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sorden, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Present. Chair, we have quorum.
Yeah, Michael, I just got a call from Javon. It says he's in. He missed your call. If you could call him. Gammon?
I'll call him, yeah.
Okay, can we...
And get Michael, Jan is at a different... she's not home. You need to call her on her cell. Jan Goodman.
All right.
Okay, can we get our timekeepers? Anybody who want to be the keep the time for the subject matter?
Oh, radio, Javon.
Hello?
Anybody want to be our timekeeper?
Yeah, Adriana just came on, I heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Timekeepers, can we get someone to keep the subject matter time and our... individual time. Okay, call in for timekeepers. Any volunteers?
I'm sorry, I'm too busy for the rest of the
864-901-862.
Do we have any volunteers for timekeepers?
Other items, Serene.
Okay, Serene is going to keep the item. Anybody can do the individual timekeeper.
832-231.
Calling again, individual timekeepers. I guess Margie isn't on the call.
Yeah, I am. But, you know, I'm not feeling very well tonight. I have a headache,
okay.
And I wish that people who haven't volunteered for this task in the past would do it. It seems to me that this is something we should all share. It's pretty easy to do if you have a phone that has a stopwatch on it. You just set it at 90 seconds, and people are done after 90 seconds.
Okay. That's a good point. Anybody, any volunteers? We do need to rotate timekeeping. anybody with a can just keep the 90 seconds per individual? Calling a second time, third time.
I'm Maybe. Sorry, Sonny, but normally I volunteer, but I cannot do it tonight. I'm in a spotty situation. I cannot do it.
Okay. Anyone else?
I think it's sort of shocking that people aren't willing to volunteer for this task, I have to say.
Okay.
I can give it a shot.
I don't have the capability.
I'm sorry.
Who was that?
That was...
This is Buffoon. The reason I'm not doing it is because I don't have the capability. I don't have a stopwatch or my smartphone with
Somebody's
me.
Volunteering.
Yeah, it was Jonathan.
Jonathan. Going to try to give it a shot here.
Jim Brown.
Who is that?
Jim Brown.
Oh, Jim's volunteering.
Oh, Jim, awesome. You're volunteering, or Jonathan, which one is it?
Jim, you probably would do a better job of it than I don't want to mess it up. Trying to improve such skills so they're more useful during these meetings. Santa Claus seems to have one almost every day.
Okay, Jim is going to do the 30 seconds for every individual. Okay, thank you. We got Serene on the
90.
Item. I'm
90.
Sorry, 90 seconds for the individual. And Jim for 90 seconds for the individual. Okay, you all have the draft agenda in front of you. Do we have a motion to adopt the draft agenda?
One moment. Excused absences, please.
Are there any? I didn't see. Are there any excused absences?
Well, did you ever get hold of Jen Goodman? I emailed you another number for her if you didn't have that.
Jan Goodman just called me. This is Grace Aaron. And she texted and emailed Michael Novick her cell phone number.
Right,
I don't think I want to give it on the stream, but I could.
I have it.
We're not on the stream yet. Okay, here's
We are on the stream, and I have the number. I'll call her in. I thought I had done so.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adopt the draft agenda?
Janet, about the excused absences?
Yes, Janet.
What should we do? Should we wait or what?
I didn't hear anyone recall. Nobody emailed an excused absence. So we're just
okay.
Out. A motion to adopt the draft agenda. A motion.
So moved.
There a second? A second?
Second.
Janet, I'll second.
Okay. Is there any amendments to the agenda?
Bill Crozier?
Yes, Bill.
Yeah, I emailed some for you, but first I just wanted to point out there's a continuing breach of the bylaws that we don't have proper representation from WBAI, and also we have two unqualified people representing the affiliates, so I'd like to protest that and just put that on the record.
Hi, Jim.
I emailed some motions. Some of them were included in the agenda. The third one was left off. So I'd like to make sure that gets put on the agenda.
What third?
Do you want me to read it? Okay. Hello. It was one I sent out before the previous meeting.
This is Janet. May I clarify?
Yes, Janet.
The third motion is on the closed session agenda.
Well, excuse me. Well, the third motion was on to give 45 minutes to the CFO report, and that's open session. And
that's on this agenda.
Well, it's not 45 minutes, though. And
well,
the CFO also asked for more time.
But that's your motion. So.
Well, I move that we change the CFO report to 45 minutes.
Okay, is there a second to that?
This is great. I second it.
And I'd like to point out the CFO also emailed to us asking for more time for his report and for Q&A.
Is there any objection to the 45 minutes for the CFO? Okay, without objection.
And then the other motion that I had was on the Gary Null lawsuit. That was motion number one.
But those will probably have to be taken up in closed session if it's dealing with a legal issue.
Well, I think what's the content of the motion really doesn't need to be in closed session. There's nothing confidential about what's in my motion.
I would ask that you wait and put that on the closed agenda if it's reference to the lawsuit that's been that any reference to the Gary Noll lawsuit.
Just so we get to it.
Okay. So we can
go
to the closed session. Okay. Any other amendments to the agenda?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
This is
Serene.
Serene,
yes.
Serene for the staff.
We got Serene, then Grace Aaron. Yes, Serene.
Okay, so I have two amendments. I would like to propose that the first item on the agenda be the bylaws timeline amendment. It's currently at item 4, Roman numeral 4.
And you're moving it as the first item on the agenda?
I'm moving it immediately below minutes approval.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
Who is that?
Which motion?
Michael Novick.
Bylaw
timeline. Motion to move up the bylaw timeline to after minutes approval?
Just to clarify, it's a special order of business scheduled for 15 minutes.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to move that item up. Is there an objection to that?
Yes, it's Bill.
This is Grace Aaron. I object.
Okay. We're going to set... Serene, did you want to motivate that amendment?
Sure. I think it's important that we put the timeline in place. It requires a certain amount of preparation, obviously, of things we'd like to propose. And the notice date, as things stand now, would be April 17th, which is only 10 days from now. We tried to get this done last month, I think. I don't know what happened. I don't remember what happened on that. But because it's time sensitive and it has several components, including the presentation of the motions, the sign on by 6 directors, then 45 days notice, and, you know, voting of the locally at the stations, in addition to the PNB vote. There's so many pieces, and if there are in fact amendments that require member votes, that has to be then wrapped into the ballot preparation for any for the election this year, since we can't afford to do a mailing with regard to amendments and then a separate mailing with regard to elections. We need to get the process started.
But, okay, just a reminder, our timekeeper, we have 30 minutes on the agenda, so long as we're keeping time on that. And we'll get two people in favor and two people against. Who was that we had? Who was next
Brian
on the stack?
Bill.
I think I heard Bill and then Brian.
And
okay,
Grace.
Bill. And then Grace. Bill?
Actually, I think Grace was before me. I'll let her go first.
All right, Grace.
I don't think we should be considering bylaws amendments when we still have a lack of three directors, at least, from WBAI. The affiliate director seating is questionable because it violates the bylaws. This entire national board is illegal and it violates the bylaws. I don't think that we should... entertain any bylaws amendments at this time, especially since there are no meetings at WBAI at the moment. That needs to be rectified somehow.
Okay. Bill, I assume you're against it?
Yes, I just think we have a lot more urgent and critical and important matters we need to deal with before we start talking about this, including financial matters. And so I oppose to moving this up on the agenda.
Okay, Brian?
I want to propose an amendment that it be moved to immediately after the CFO report. I think it is time sensitive, but I think the CFO's report, materials he sent us, include one very time sensitive item regarding our audit that we have to act on today. And that's of operational significance to the foundation.
It's been amended that we place this item after the CFO report. Okay. Is there a second?
Second. But then.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Any
yes,
objection
this is
to placing
yes,
this item?
This is Grace. I object.
Okay. There's been an objection. I'll go to. We'll hear two people in favor and two people against. You want to speak? What's your objection, Grace?
I don't think it should be on this agenda at all. That's my objection. For the reasons I stated earlier.
And anyone else for the stack on amending this to after the CFO report?
This is Serene. Can you hear me?
Yes, Serene.
Okay. So just to be clear, we're not voting on any bylaws tonight. We're merely voting to put in place a timeline that would allow us to get to bylaw amendments by summer. The vote tonight would merely start the preparation before the PNB votes in June. So nothing is happening tomorrow. And there are processes where members, whether or not, you know, ordinary, quote, ordinary members, can make proposals. And there are ways where directors can make proposals and where LSBs can make proposals. So regardless of whatever else is working or not working within the foundation, there are opportunities for everyone who has a connection with Pacifica to be involved in the bylaws. So throwing up, you know, other issues, and I'm not dismissing the issues. I'm saying it doesn't interfere with people becoming involved in the process. There's clearly some need for some corrections to what's been happening.
But, Serene,
so
were you for or against the amendment?
I'm for the amendment.
Okay. Anyone else for the stack? Okay.
Jonathan, with the K for the stack.
Who is that?
Jonathan, to speak against.
Okay, yes, Jonathan.
I think that it's very important for us to hear from the CFO in a timely fashion. Obviously, our financial problems, we all agree, are looming over our head. And the CFO himself has stated that he really needs to be heard. And last meeting, as I recall, we didn't really give him the opportunity he needed. Thank you.
Okay, just quickly, Javon said he dropped off the call. Michael, if you can call Javon Gammon again.
Okay.
Janet, point of information.
Yes,
point
Janet.
I'm wondering whether the last director was clear that the amendment is to put this after, put the bylaws timeline after the CFO report.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion on this item? Other discussion. This is an amendment to move the bylaw timeline after the CFO report. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander? Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Casnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes?
Abstain.
Abstain. Gammon?
Yes, I was kicked off the phone call and just got on, so I don't know who we're voting.
This is to change the agenda to put the bylaws timeline right after the CFO report.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Abstain. No, you know what? Yes.
Sorry?
Yes. Yes.
Goodman votes yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Not on the call.
Patel Adams.
Also not on.
Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count. I have 12 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes. Yeah.
Yes. That's 13, 3, 1. This passes.
Okay, now we'll vote on the full motion as amended, adding this to the agenda after the CFO report. Is there an objection to that?
Great, yes. Aaron, I object.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll? We're voting on the amendment, adding this to the agenda.
One moment. Okay, Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown. Can't hear you. Castnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Mwangaza? Patel Adams? Pinchback?
Yes.
Roberts? Oh, Pinchback, yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden? Sorden? Abstain. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Let me count. I have 12 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
13-3-1, that passes.
Okay, now we're going to the approve the full agenda.
I had another amendment, this Bill Crozier.
Yes, Bill.
Okay, I also sent another motion considering the somewhat urgency of the lawsuits that we have. It was the one about discontinuing having Dan Siegel or his firm represent Pacifica. I emailed this to the board after we got the agenda today. Do you want me to read it?
No, I think this, once again, is a closed agenda item.
Well, it doesn't have anything in it about executive session material. It's basically whether or not to allow him to continue representing Pacifica.
Okay. And that's in regards to he's the interim general counsel. Is there a second to that?
Second. Alexander, KPSK.
Okay, is there an objection to that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, there's objection. Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA. Did we just adopt an agenda, and is this amending the agenda we adopted, or what is it doing?
No, we haven't adopted. He's amending the agenda. We haven't adopted.
Okay.
Okay. We'll take two people in favor of this and two people against it. Who want to go on the stack?
What is the information?
Yes, Adriana.
When that motion was sent to us?
Bill, when was the motion sent out?
It was this afternoon. Let me find it. Give me a minute. I'll get that to you.
Okay. Could you resend it for those that don't have it? But he said he sent it out this afternoon. Is there anyone who want to go on the stack?
Okay. I said it at 6:22 Central Time. It was a It was a reply to my previous motion, email that I had sent. But I can send it again.
Okay. Is there anyone?
I'll just extract that one thing and have that.
We're going to take a stack. Anyone speaking against or for this? Anyone for the stack?
Alexander, KPFK, I'll speak for it.
Margie will speak against.
Okay. Alexander?
Just briefly, obviously, this is a contentious issue. We all know that there not only are there conflicts of interest now, but there are conflicts of interest in the past. This wouldn't be the first time that I had to warn this body that there's a conflict of interest with Mr. Siegel and a litigation. And that time, when I was ignored, it turned out that I was right. The insurance companies had to pull him off. Clearly, right now, until it was found out by a third party, we didn't know that Mr. Siegel, along with a member of this board, created the KPFA Foundation in the event, I won't say the hoax, in the event that we somehow lost our licenses. There seems to be a conflict of interest here. It may be in his interest for us to lose this or some other case. Thank you.
Okay. Margie?
I just want to say talk about things that I don't think we have time to talk about tonight. I think this is a big, long, complicated conversation. It needs to be carefully prepared for, and we should not add it to tonight's agenda. It's not appropriate.
Okay, anyone else?
And Bill, I didn't really get to motivate it.
Yeah, Bill.
Okay, well, as John was saying, you know, there are conflicts of interest, and I can go into more of those in executive session if you want, but the establishing the KPFA Foundation alone is a significant conflict of interest for Mr. Siegel, he has we don't need more people within conflicts of interest representing us. We need independent counsel who can advise us impartially on the right things to do and not do things that might potentially directly or indirectly benefit himself personally. And also considering this is sort of urgent and important, we have several lawsuits pending. Another one that I hear is going to get refiled, the Gary Null one, and I don't know what else. We need to get this settled right away, and I can hardly imagine anything more urgent. And so I forgot to specify, but I'm asking that this be moved up to immediately after the CFO report. That was part of my motion. I just forgot to say that.
Okay. Anyone else for the stack on this?
No. This is Jose Luis Fuentes. I'd like to speak for it.
Okay, Jose Luis. In favor of adding this to the agenda?
Correct.
Yes.
So, you know...
Wait, we've had two speakers.
We've had two in favor.
Oh, excuse me. We've had two in favor. We need one more against if there's one of them is going to...
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, I'm sorry, but I have I will speak against this because I think that it's another... I'm very sorry, but I feel that no one of us, like Margie said, we are in a difficult situation. We have people using their knowledge, their lawyeristic, whatever information they have, to harass us and harass employees and people related to us. I don't believe that I will get rid, I will make a decision like this without really knowing what our options are. I mean, that is very clear for me. I mean, I'm receiving so much harassment for people that have family and friends that are lawyers and that are using this to attack us personally and the foundation. I think that this is a decision that needs to be made when we really can discuss this. Obviously, I'm against.
Okay, we've had two people in favor, two people against, and this is adding to the agenda the issue of Dan Siegel as general counsel. Madam Secretary, can we call the roll?
Yes, Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
No.
No. Brown?
No.
No. Cascade?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Edwards-Tiekert?
No.
No. Fuentes?
Yes.
Yes. Gammon?
No.
No. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn abstain. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
No.
No. One moment. I have 5 yes, 9 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. So that's 5 yes, 10 no, 2 abstentions. It fails.
Okay. We'll now vote on the full agenda as amended. Is there any objection to the full agenda as amended?
Yes, I wanted to make an amendment to the agenda. This is Grace Aaron.
Okay. Where are we on time?
I can't hear you, Tony.
I'm sorry? Who is that? Hello?
Hello, this is Grace Aaron.
Where are we on time on this agenda item?
Timekeeper Serene, where are we with time on this agenda?
Uh-oh, I think we lost her.
I think that was the sound of her dropping off the call. Can you get Michael to reconnect her?
Michael, could you reconnect her?
While we're doing that, why don't you let Grace...
Yeah, let me state my amendment.
What's your amendment?
I don't think we'll ever get to the financial reports, but I think they should be postponed to the next meeting because it's unfair to this board to be expected to intelligently discuss budgets when we only received the budgets 2 hours ago. I think that the consideration of the budgets should be postponed to the next meeting.
Point of information, Brian?
Yes, Brian.
This is to the Secretary. Isn't it true that the budgets that were sent out with this agenda are identical to the ones that were sent out with the agendas of the last two meetings?
Yes. And yes. I stated that in the cover email.
Okay, sorry.
So you all should have received those budgets before now.
2 months ago.
Yes, okay.
Is Serene back on?
Pardon me.
I am, thank you.
Where are we with the time?
One quick second. We have 4 minutes and 31 seconds.
Okay, we're going to...
Janet, point of information?
Yes.
So I'm wanting to know from Director Aaron if she's withdrawing her motion to amend.
Yes. Yes, I didn't realize that they were the same.
Okay. We're going to go now and vote on the full agenda as amended. Is there any objection? Yes, Adriana, what's your question?
My question is, I agree that the budgets are from a long time ago, but all the information from the CFO, I don't think that is for so long ago. The budget, yeah, we talked about that before, but even the National Finance Committee didn't finish with the first one that was KPFA. I don't feel that we have, and at that point, we didn't even have from the CFO the information. I have my doubts about it, but okay.
Okay. We'll now go to vote on the full agenda as amended. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
Yes, it's Bill.
Okay, Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on voting on the agenda as amended?
Yes, Aaron?
Abstain.
Abstain. Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Casnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes?
Yes.
Yes. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Gordon. Oh, Thornton. Sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 13 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, Chair votes yes.
Yes, that's 14, 2, 1. Agenda okay. Approved as amended.
We'll now go into the agenda. The next item on the agenda is minute approval. We'll go to the Secretary. What minutes do we have?
We have the November 5th, 2015 open session meeting minutes, the draft minutes.
Okay, everyone should have received those. Okay, is there a motion to adopt the minutes?
So move.
Is there a second?
Adriana.
Is there any discussion on the minutes of November?
I want to abstain because I wasn't on the board then. I'm not familiar with all the details. And we didn't get them in time to ask anybody.
Okay. Any other further discussion? Okay. Is there any objection to adopting a minute?
Goodman, I abstain.
Okay. We have, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on approval of the minutes?
Okay, Aaron.
Abstain.
Abstain. Alexander.
Abstain.
Abstain. Bethune.
Abstain.
Abstain. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Abstain.
Abstain. Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Abstain. I also was not on the board.
Abstain. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Abstain.
Abstain. Sorden.
Abstain.
Abstain. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 8 yes, 0 no, 8 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 9-0-8. So this passes.
Okay, next item we have is the report.
Mr. Chair, I had another motion on minutes.
What, you had a motion on
minutes? I'll move that we correct the March 3rd minutes that reflect that there was a motion passed without any objection, and this was one of the meetings where there was very much a great deal of noise. It was possible to hear. I do remember hearing on the recording, and I can check, numerous objections. And it wasn't even clear what motion was being voted on. So that's incorrect in the minutes.
Those minutes, though.
I know. I'm asking that we amend them to correct them, to state that motion was not approved. Certainly was not approved without objection.
Serene, with an inquiry, please.
Yeah, Serene.
Okay, so the agenda item is the draft minutes of November 15th.
No, we finished that.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Was that Tony?
Yes, Serene, could you finish? Yeah.
Okay, thanks. So if someone wishes to make a motion related to another item, they're actually amending the agenda. Is that correct?
Yes. According to the agenda, we only had the November 15th minutes. So that would be amending if you're adding to it.
I see. Thank you.
In that case,
so,
I move
Bill,
to amend the agenda to
amend the agenda?
Yes, to I thought that minutes approval would include any or all, but yes, I'd like to amend the agenda to include correction of the, I believe it's March, I don't remember now, March 3rd minutes, whatever
date
that was.
Okay, that would require a two-third approval. Is there a second to that? Is there a second to that?
Great,
yes.
I'll second.
Okay. Where are we on time? We have 5 minutes on these items.
We have 22 seconds.
Okay.
Order, Mr.
Is there any discussion on this matter?
Order, Mr. Chair.
Who is that? Brian?
Brian.
Yes, what's your...
A motion to amend an agenda that's already been adopted is not debatable.
Okay. We'll go to the vote on that. We only had 22 seconds anyway. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Pass.
Pass. Brown. Brown, can't hear you. Kesnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Seekert.
8-3-2-2.
Edward
Seekert. Brian voted no.
No. Fuentes.
No.
No. Gammon.
No.
No. Goodman.
Inasmuch as I objected, yes.
Yes. Coburn abstains. Novick.
No.
No.
864.
Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Jim Brown, didn't hear you. Sounded like that recording sound was...
It was dropped. I'll get him back.
Okay. All right. One moment. Oh, Bethune, you passed?
No.
No. Let me count. I have 4 yes, 10 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no, yes.
No. So that's 4 yes, 11 no, 1 abstention. And can I ask for Jim's vote?
Yes.
Jim, how do you vote on this motion? Do you know what the motion is?
Can you repeat it for me real quickly, please? Because I was dropped
off. The motion is to amend the agenda to include correction to the March 3rd minutes regarding no objections.
I vote no.
Brown votes no. So I have, I'm sorry, one second. 4 yes, 12 no, 1 abstention. This fails.
Okay, next item we have on the agenda is the report of the BAI LSB elections. We have 5 minutes timekeeper on this item. Just to announce, that was simply to be an announcement that we did do conduct those elections, and the election results are in, and we'll be submitting those results of what they were, the tallies. But we haven't come to a conclusion about the winners yet. But we will be sending to all of the board members the election results probably tomorrow. Okay, next item on the agenda, we're going to the...
Point of order.
Yes.
This is Grace Aaron. I believe that you sent out information earlier that those elections did not reach quorum. Are you now holding elections by email, which is against the bylaws, and you're seating people when an election didn't even reach quorum at a meeting?
No one has been seated. We haven't.
Okay. So is it true that the election, isn't it true per your earlier email that the elections are null and void because they didn't reach quorum?
No, I don't know if that's that issue. I didn't see that notice going out. I just said that at this moment they're inconclusive, and we're going to send the results out to all of the board members. But no one has been seated. No one is being seated now.
This is highly irregular. It's totally illegal to hold email elections. It's against our bylaws. Just one more bylaws violation and illegal act by this board.
Since Goodman here.
Yes.
Can you put good. The stack?
Click the stack also.
Who is that?
Michael Novick to the stack.
Okay, Goodman and then Michael Novick. Yes, Ms. Goodman.
I understand that there is a lawsuit in New York with a temporary restraining order, and I'm wondering, and I think it has to do something with the elections, and how does that affect this? Isn't there a restraining order restraining any meetings of or anything happening until... That hearing on April 29th?
First of all, there's no restraining order that's been issued, but any further discussion on that would have to go in closed session. But there's no restraining order issued. Who's the next? Michael Novick.
And then Alexander from KPFK would like to be on the stack.
Okay, Michael, and then Alexander, and our timekeeper. We only got 5 minutes on this. Michael,
briefly, I just want to point out that PNB has made repeated requests and efforts to get the WBBA-LSB to meet and conduct their elections. So that's why we went to trying to conduct it by email when there were two or three failures to have an in-person meeting.
Okay, Alexander.
And Bill Crozier.
Two quick things. Number one, I received that same email that Grace received, and I'm just trying to verify that it did come from you because it said that there was no quorum reached. And there have been some issues with email, as you know.
You're saying it came from me? I did not issue such an email.
Okay. This is Grace. I can clarify if you want.
Yes, Grace, you want to clarify that?
Yes. Harry Goodman, the teller, reported to all of us that the election did not reach quorum. He also gave a very comprehensive explanation of why email elections are in violation of our bylaws and illegal. So if you want to look up Terry Goodman, it's a very excellent explanation, including citing California corporation codes.
Point of order?
Yes.
Can you do that, all of us, Grace?
Pardon me?
Point of order?
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
And Goodman.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
First of all, I don't understand why all of this is going on when the only issue that you just report and is not any information in this yet What are we now start with the propaganda? Is part of the lawsuit or is part of something? Why are we allowing all this propaganda to go on? What does that have to do with the issue? I don't
understand. There was no action item on this. We just made an announcement about where we were with it, and now we're putting the results to everyone. So,
and what we're asking, what that means. We are already in 5 minutes. That was for this issue was 5 minutes. We already went to the 5 minutes, and we keep talking about something that is not an issue yet.
Okay, timekeepers, our time is up on this.
We are now out of time. Yes, I was trying to get
here. I still have the floor.
I'm afraid we're out of time. But
Bill Crozier moved to extend 5 minutes. I was on the stack too.
Is there a second to extend this 5 minutes?
Yes, there is.
Is there an objection to that?
Yes, Brian.
Yes,
there's a great many objections. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
This is to extend 5 minutes?
Yes.
Yes, I vote yes to extend 5 minutes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown. Jim
no.
Brown. No. Casnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Tiekert.
No.
No. Fuentes.
Abstain.
Abstain. Gammon.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn. No. Novick.
No.
No. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden. Nancy?
No.
No. Wilkinson.
Sorry, no.
No. One moment. I have 4 yes, 11 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, chair votes no.
No. That's 4 yes, 12 no, 1 abstention. Failed.
Okay, we'll now move with our CFO report. Is the CFO on the line? Michael, could you call the CFO?
Point of information.
Yes, Adriana, what's your question?
Mr. Chair, it's a problem of emails, or I don't know why. It's a CFO report. Do we have any of that report in writing?
He submitted, I sent you earlier part of his report for closed session and open session. You should have received it.
I saw your part, but this report will be, 45 minutes, and we don't have a report in writing?
We'll speak. I didn't get anything, but when he gets on the line, we can ask him that question. But
he's
that's
on.
All I got. That's what I got.
Yes, thank you.
Sam's on, so I know.
Yeah, I'm here. This is Sam.
Okay, Sam, we have you on. You have 45 minutes, and that will include your report and any questions and answers. So you have the floor, Sam.
Okay, thank you very much. So I would be brief in my comments because I have a number of things to cover. So let me first start with the 2014 audit, the status update. And most of the groundwork is now, getting complete. We are answering some last-minute questions to the auditors. And there are some reports that I am preparing, and some Lydia is preparing right now. And there are some big ticket items still remaining outstanding. That would be, in summary, that would be Democracy Now, the accrued payments. The auditors are obtaining an independent confirmation. We have received a word that they have not accrued payments for fiscal year 14. So we may not have to accrue if that is the case. The second big, again, very brief, The second important item outstanding is the Empire State, and that I will go into detail later on in my report. The third question is the going concern, and that, say, I noticed that all the members have been, say, forwarded an email. I had written a short write-up on the going concern, because that I want to cover in a little bit more detail, and I thought it may be more efficient for say the board members to have some kind of a background what the issue entails and what the options are. But before I say move to that topic, I may just say mention that, say, there may be some other audit procedures still remaining. That would be like, say, the auditors conduct interviews with the station managers, and they will also conduct the exit interview and update their internal control assessment. So that is I'm working on at this time. And last night I had also updated the audit committee, pretty much on the similar lines. So now let me move to the going concern issue. And
just one moment, Janet, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
Can Lydia be added to the call?
Sure. I mean, yeah. If you can get her, I thought you, yeah, sure.
I thought she emailed me that she wasn't going to be available until later on, and I said the CFO would go first.
Okay. Well, if she's available, can you see if she is? Thank you.
Okay.
Can I continue?
Yes.
Okay, so let me address the going concern issue, and that I'm referencing to the write-up that, say, has already been given to the board members. So in summary, the auditors need an assessment from the management if we will be able to meet our cash flow for the next 12 months. And basically what it means that, say, next 12 months would be about April of 2017. The challenges that, say, we are facing here are, like I have mentioned in my write-up, that, say, two stations, BFW and BAI, they are having serious cash flow issues. The BFW has not been able to pay the central services for several months, and they are behind in the payment of healthcare services. The most important thing is actually that, say, there's a monthly shortfall of about anywhere between 25,000 to 50,000. That is not covered by the existing revenue stream. In the case of BAI, we already know that there's an overhang, about the Empire State building rent. But even if, say, they are paying a reduced rent of $12,000 a month, still there is a shortfall of about, $25,000. Now, having said that, I should acknowledge that, say, I recently had visited these stations, the BAI and BFW, and I was very impressed with the dedication and the commitment that the management has. Unfortunately, they have not been able to afford, a full-time business manager. And that is also kind of compounding the whole problem, because they don't have the financial guidance and the means to make their own assessment. So I will be working closely with them. But right now, I think it'll be prudent that we prepare a recovery plan for these stations, because I don't see I cannot foresee the possibility of these stations turning around, without a strategic plan that can be put into place fairly quickly. And let me make a distinction between the cash flow plan and the recovery plan. The cash flow is a little bit narrow in scope. It only considers the cash that is coming in and the cash that is going out. Our recovery plan would be a little bit more broader in nature, And that would include the, say, the structural changes that may be required. I don't know how much potential there may be for the cost cuts, but definitely that should also be considered. The other thing would be actually how to expand revenue and how to look into the alternative sources of revenue and somehow come up with a realistic budget that, say, they can live with and they can, sustain their operations. So for the going concern issue, basically we have to submit a combined statement, a combined cash flow statement, and that is not becoming possible at this time because if we include these two stations, we are not in a comfortable position where we can say to the auditors that we can meet the cash flow. I have made a quick assessment of the other three stations, the KPFK, KPFT, and KPFA, KPFK, and KPFT, and these three stations, they are doing reasonably well. They are able to pay their bills, the current bills. They are not a surplus, having surplus cash, but just are able to get by. Now, let me clarify on my statement. I think there were some concerns raised. I am only considering the current fiscal year statements, that is fiscal year 16. I have not been able to go back and look at the 2015 statements because I definitely understand that some stations were behind and they were not able to pay the central services and those things. But those books are still not complete, so I'm not basing my judgment on that. So please bear that in mind. It is only the current year and the current cash flow that they are able to generate and they are able to spend. So in that respect, the difficulty, the challenge that we are having is that, say, how do we put together a viability, a cash viability plan? So I am proposing two alternatives, and that are listed in my write-up. The one alternative is that, say, the executive team, which may be myself, Lydia, and the station manager, both at the BI station and the BFW, prepare a recovery plan, and then combine this with the cash flow plan. And then submit this together to the auditors, because that may be a little bit more realistic, and that may be acceptable to them. The downside is that it may take some time, and that may delay the completion of the fiscal year 14 audit. So that probably may not be acceptable. In other terms, and that I will expand in the second point of my report, but that is something that we have to consider. The second option is that we accept the going concern issue, like the auditors have raised, and then we complete the fiscal year audit. Let me clarify on the going concern that there are serious ramifications for doing business. One of the points would be that, we may not be able to obtain loans. One of the things that was contemplated some time back, that we can mortgage the National Office Building and there will be some infusion of cash. That probably may not happen because the bankers are very reluctant.